From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And Jeremy, CNN Money is reporting that preliminary figures show that ratings for last night's Democratic debates on CNN, while lower than the record-shattering GOP debates, were the highest ever for the Democrats. 15 million watched.
15 million. Let's get some reaction to the substance of the debate now, which some analysts are saying was a runaway victory for Hillary Clinton.
I'm a progressive, but I'm a progressive who likes to get things done.
Others, meanwhile, pointing to a strong performance by her chief rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
The moment of the debate. That sound courtesy of the CNN debate on Westwood One. And, of course, there were also three other candidates on the stage, former Senators Jim Webb and Lincoln Chafee and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Angela Rye is with us. She's a Democratic Party strategist who's not aligned with any of the campaigns. Angela, good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Well, you told us yesterday that you thought that former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley might win the debate, at least rhetorically.
I knew you were going to bring this up. I knew you were.
Well, what do you think?
I'm eating crow today, Jeremy. You know I'm eating crow. So I think that Martin O'Malley came across as the least authentic on the stage, which completely surprised me. I talked about his charisma, his oratorical abilities yesterday, none of which he really displayed. I thought from his opening statement that he was going to take off. His opening statement was good. We have to at least acknowledge that. I don't know what happened.
He said, by
that,
the way, in his opening statement that he was the lifelong Democrat, which is interesting to think about. He was the only lifelong Democrat on that entire stage.
That is, it's really crazy how things change, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that it really surprised me completely. And I hate to be eating crow with you today, but I am. Maybe he gets a 3 to 5 point bump from this because people are like, oh, there's a Martin O'Malley in the race. And maybe that happens. I don't know.
Okay.
But not what I thought was going to happen.
Well, what about the two people who were right in center stage, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders? And Hillary Clinton's emails did come up, as you predicted. We heard from Bernie Sanders, who said the American people are sick and tired of this issue. But former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee disagreed. Here's what he said, and listen to Hillary Clinton's response.
Anytime someone's running to be our leader and a world leader, which the American president is, credibility is an issue out there with the world, and we have repair work to be done. I think we need someone that has the best in ethical standards as our next president. That's how I feel.
Secretary Clinton, do you want to respond?
No.
Governor.
how do you think she did last night?
That was the best moment, besides the damn emails from Bernie, of course. That was the second most epic mic drop moment. It was so fantastic. I was screaming and rolling around on the floor. So I think that Lincoln Chafee, I think that he should drop out like today. Like, I don't understand what was happening. He was moving around like a jellyfish. It was so weird and awkward. And that wasn't even his worst moment. I mean, it would have been somewhat decent if she would have responded to it, but she wouldn't even acknowledge him. And then he demonstrated later why he didn't need to be acknowledged. He actually blamed a bad vote on his father who died, and then he just got to the Senate. It was horrible. So he demonstrated that he's not even ready for the debate stage. So how is he going to be commander in chief?
Well, what do you think about the two in the center, though? I mean, are you coming away from this thinking Hillary Clinton's going to be the nominee, or that Bernie Sanders going to put her for a run for her money there?
Sure. So here's what I think. I think on style, it was mostly Bernie, but Hillary had some amazing breakaway moments, especially that no. I think on substance, Hillary Clinton ran circles around the rest of the folks on the debate stage. The way that she delivered, I will say her opening statement fell flat, but I think everything else she did throughout the night, whether she had data points to back things up, I think there were a couple of not so good moments when she talked about trade and seeing the agreement, which isn't public yet, so she hasn't seen the agreement yet. She talked about her position on Keystone was whatever her position on Keystone is. Or that's not the exact language, but that wasn't good. It sounded very John Kerry-esque. And then Bernie Sanders on guns, I don't think was that great. But the rest of the moments, I think, were very, very good. So I still think it's very clear why they're leading, why they're the first two, but it's also very clear why she's the front runner.
And
she's
do
great
you
on
think,
debating.
Based on that Joe Biden will not get into this race?
So here, that's the million-dollar question, right? I feel like Joe Biden could easily say, well, at least if I'm in there, there's actually a third person who's present. I mean, the other three have literally become the other Democratic candidate lumped into one. They're not even acknowledging, like, so many pieces today are saying, and everybody else. Even Donald Trump said everybody else. Donald Trump got more run out of the debate than the other three. So I think that when you're looking looking at opportunities, there still are some opportunities, but he will probably not say another word until that Benghazi hearing. If that doesn't go right, if Hillary Clinton comes across flustered in the least bit like she did in that press conference where she had to acknowledge those emails, I think that there will be an opening for him. But she's great at debating.
Well, let's listen to, I just want to hear from a voter who actually watched this at a bar in Burlington, Vermont last night, the home state of Bernie Sanders. Here's John Crowley talking to Vermont Public Radio.
Bernie Sanders lit a fire within me that made me feel like if I actually cared about this election, I might tangibly have an effect on changing my personal future, which is what American politics was supposed to be about.
How much of the way that people view what happened in this debate depended on who they were for in the first place?
I think that the people who were for Bernie Sanders have more energy and are fired up about Bernie Sanders. I think the people who were already for Hillary are more fired up about Hillary. And I think that there are some folks in the Hillary camp, and maybe, like we talked about, that everybody else camp, who say, okay, well, you know what? Bernie Sanders is the diplomat. There were moments where he came across as the clear leader. He did not have to give Hillary the American people don't care about your damn emails. He didn't have to do that. And he came across as a star for that.
And
he
that's
raised $1.4 million off of that.
Well, and that's the piece of tape that everybody's going to be hearing all day today.
That's right. And I want a T-shirt. I mean, Jeremy, you know you want a T-shirt. This is, like, serious. It's a great line.
Well, Angela Rye, Democratic Party strategist, not aligned with any of the campaigns right now. Thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you so much.